Hey everybody, Late Late Horror Show, hey, trailer reaction. I hate to call it a trailer reaction because everybody does trailer reactions. It's more of a rant.
We've already watched it like four times.
Yeah, so it's a rant. I'll put trailer reaction up there because that's what gets people checking it out.
But we've watched it.
It's a rant. We're going
to
rant
a
little bit.
Trailer analysis.
There you go. We're going to talk to you about what we think about it.
But listen.
But we got something first here.
All right, look guys, come on.
Princess Leia
is in very bad shape.
Critical condition.
Everybody needs to send out their positive thoughts and prayers, I think.
Yes.
Because I work in medical field.
Massive
from
heart
what I
attack.
Understand, heart attack happened on an airplane. Medic was able to perform CPR.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was the only one doing it, that's not very easy to do CPR all by yourself.
Yeah, wasn't it like hopefully, 7 minutes?
I don't know. From what somebody... I heard, it was several minutes before they got a pulse and got her stabilized to get her off the plane. Folks, you know, 4 or 5 minutes without oxygen, man, it's just not good.
No.
If you got no heart rate.
So massive heart attack.
They
she's
got
in
her
critical
stabilized,
condition.
But, you know, stabilized means that, you know, you're stable.
Right.
They don't know what's going on up here in the brain yet.
Exactly.
And... It's worrisome, and they're not going to release details real quick. So
very sad.
You guys need to know
news.
That it's whatever the news is saying, man, it's some serious shit.
Oh, yeah.
And so just keep those good prayers going.
Heck yeah.
I think she's still got another Star Wars movie. And Jesus, that's like the first girl I had a crush on. It was like, Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I mean, so it means a lot. So
it does.
I wish her well, and I'm really hoping that... everything and anything that they did for her before she got, you know, to the hospital.
She recoups enough to continue on and
in her life.
You know,
man.
So yeah.
You know,
prayers
overcame
to carry
so
Fisher.
Many other things. Let's overcome this.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
And another thing, it just goes to show, you know, she got in shape for Star Wars and everything like that. Look, you start getting healthy again, eating right, exercising, you get a heart attack. Best just to stay on the Big Mac diet.
Yeah. You never know. Anyways.
A little bit of levity at the end of that. I deal with the pain.
There you go. No,
but
I hear you.
Our trailer analysis, the reason why we're here.
Alien.
We got a little present yesterday.
Covenant.
On Christmas Day.
Yes.
Not just a trailer, but a Red Band trailer.
Right. Oh, yeah. And they showed enough to get you really, really excited. Ridley Scott, again.
Directing this film.
Directing, yeah.
Coming back to the Alien franchise for a second time. Mm-hmm. A third time.
Yeah.
Because we had Prometheus. But we got to remember, man, a lot of people didn't dig Prometheus. I liked Prometheus.
I did too.
I really liked the ideas in it. You could say some of the characters did some stupid things. Or, you know, coming in contact with an alien life form and trying to touch it and stuff. But, you know, if you came in contact with an alien life form for the first time and you're a biologist, who knows how you're going to react? It's like a confirmation of everything that you want to believe, that there's life.
I don't think the Alien franchise, or even Prometheus for that point, has gone so far off the beaten path or so far off that it's not good anymore. I think it stayed pretty... In my eyes, Aliens.
I didn't care for Alien 3 as
much. I liked it.
Resurrection was a little crazy.
Still liked it though. They all have that.
And then the Alien and Predator films, whatever.
Yeah, well, I know.
Okay, but
they all have atmosphere though, and they've always kept that. And that's
can't
what
complain
I
complain about that.
That's what I've liked about it. I mean, the storyline.
We got some of the action figures back here.
Oh yeah,
too,
there's
man.
Alien right there by my ghost.
Alien baby hybrid one back there.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people were down on Prometheus. I don't know what they expected. It certainly didn't give you all the answers. And this trailer kind of... But I will say, Prometheus had a hell of a trailer. When you first saw the trailer, like, my God, that's going to be the greatest movie in the world. And I did like it.
No, right. But it kind of... Trailer blew me your mind. Movie.
But it left me with more questions.
Pretty good, but yeah.
And a lot of people didn't dig that because we didn't know for sure if there was another one coming.
Yeah.
Well, now we got another one coming. And it teases some things. I don't think it's going to directly continue off of Prometheus. I think we might get some of those answers.
Yeah.
But, well, let's get into it, man. Let's fire it up. And,
Well, I definitely like the atmosphere. It seems to... from the trailer itself, continue
taking,
on with the same thing. You still get
and
that.
Taking it back to that more H.P. Lovecraft horror mystery out in space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing like the
because
first
people
one.
Are, you know, again, like Alien, you know, people are blocked off. Event Horizon. You know, you're blocked.
Look at this guy. It almost looks like, in the trailer here, it almost looks like he's going to get a chest burster, but it's coming out his back.
Yeah, it's coming out his
How's
back.
How's that happening? Spine. That's interesting. Yeah. I want to know what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they'll show enough of the alien popping out of the people, you know what right. I mean?
And look, you know. Here's David. David mm-hmm. was the android yes. from Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up getting his head cut off, and Dr. Shaw, played by Noomi Rapace,
yeah.
Took the head, and they got on board an alien spacecraft, and they were going to go to the alien homeworld,
mm-hmm.
the engineer's homeworld, to basically confront them with, why were you trying to kill humanity? Because they found out that those ships with all those aliens and that black oil or whatever were headed right. for Earth.
Yeah.
And so we see David. We don't see...
he steps on that, whatever that little thing is.
Almost looks like it's kind of spore.
Yeah.
Gets flies into his ear.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how it ends up coming out the back.
Yeah, could be a different way. I mean, even maybe the aliens themselves have transformed the way they...
I think this is supposed to be like the engineer's homeworld. Oh, there's the egg opening, classic. You know, the face hugger.
Oh, yeah. And you could see it.
Oh, and you get a good look, and that's the face hugger.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's this guy in the cloak coming up here? You know, they show some cloaked figure.
I don't know.
A lot of people running through hallways. But,
oh, I love that. That's what I love. The suspense and the intense energy of them throughout the ship.
They cut a great trailer for this film.
Oh, they did. And then cutting to them into the shower scene.
That looks like the classic Xenomorph, the tail.
Yes.
And you see what it looks like there. That's the alien.
Yes.
So.
I don't know when they're getting it on in the shower. There's a lot that's going on. It's like they show
like
a lot
the
of the ending of the
about.
A lot of the ending of the movie before the beginning. Maybe I don't know.
I'm
but,
not sure.
Yeah.
But in the end of Prometheus,
mm-hmm.
That giant sort of face hugger type creature attached itself to one of the engineers.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the film, I think it was right before the credits.
Yeah.
A type of alien burst from it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the it's in Prometheus. It's called the Deacon.
Yeah.
And at least in the script and the literature for the movie, it's called the Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked a little bit different, but enough of the classic alien DNA was there for us to recognize.
Yeah.
That it is part of that universe. So I'm curious. This is what he's doing instead of the new Blade Runner, which was our last trailer analysis here.
Yeah.
The effects look top notch. I'm not a big CGI kind of guy, and everything looks solid, just like it did in Prometheus. Everything looked really good there too.
And what was the last Ridley Scott sci-fi that he did?
The Martian. He did The Martian, which I haven't seen, but I've. That's just because I'm not a big fan of the actor in the film.
Matt Damon. That was good.
Don't hate him. I'm not a huge fan.
It was more poppy, but what I like about
I'm not a big enough fan to watch him for 2.5 hours.
What stands out in this movie to me is the way the alien is released through that spore and in the air.
Presumably, if that's what that is. And this alien planet that they're on, why are they going there?
Right. So there's a lot.
How is David from Prometheus involved in this?
So there's a lot of questions just watching the trailer to get you to, boy, I want to go out and see what this is about, what this all entails.
I will be going to the theater to see this. I've seen every...
Oh, yeah. I will too.
Except for the very original Alien film. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen all Alien films in the theater.
Yeah.
So, because I was only like 5 or whatever. Yeah. But I certainly watched it on HBO when it was on. And...
cool.
But I mean, I think people did stupid things in the first episode. When Ripley sets the mother for self-destruct, then she goes back to get the goddamn cat.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I'd have my ass on that shuttle getting out. I'd be halfway to Sheboygan by then.
Yeah. And, she had to go back.
When people badmouth, Prometheus saying people do stupid things, well...
Every movie.
People do
every
stupid
movie,
things in every movie.
Yes. There's. I'm hard-pressed to find any movie that you can't find something wrong with, especially when you're...
King Kong.
Dissecting it. Even there, I told you something.
Nobody did anything wrong in that movie.
I know they did. Okay, so there you go,
so
man.
So there's our analysis of the trailer. A lot going on. Like Prometheus, it's a hell of a trailer. It really makes you want to see this film and know what's going on. A lot of people like Prometheus. A lot of people didn't. I'm not sure what we expected. And I got a different kind of movie in Prometheus. That
just like politics, you got the diehards who are going to pick apart everything. And if it doesn't meet their standards, they're not going to like it and they're going to diss it.
It opened up a whole new chapter in that whole franchise.
Yes.
And left a lot of questions. And, you know, let's give it a chance to see if it can answer some of them.
Okay.
Then great.
Yeah.
Because I think he's already planning on at least one or two more Alien films to tie in with the original.
Yeah.
So, and let's hope he can get them done because, you know, Ridley's in his 70s, man. Let's get this done. He loves doing movies.
Yeah, it looks like he's kicking it in gear lately. He's showing up.
And I love his return to science fiction.
Oh, yes.
You know, Prometheus. I didn't see The Martian, but it was highly praised.
It was. And his involvement in Blade Runner. Totally different type of film. Right. So, I mean, you know.
His involvement in Blade Runner, which is seems like it's pretty hands-on. I mean, as we were discussing last week, that director does not get final cut of that film.
Right, he will.
You know,
he'll be sitting there going, okay.
I got to know who that cloaked figure is, though. That I think that's the biggest mystery for me in this whole trailer. You see a cloaked figure coming up. I wonder if that would be like Dr. Shaw. It looked more masculine, but I'd like to see her in this movie. I'd like to know at least what her fate was.
Think Sigourney Weaver.
I don't want to see Sigourney Weaver in any of these movies.
You don't want her coming out of the mist with two gorillas in her
hands? Well, no, because these take place before. I'm out of the gorillas in the mist.
I want to see her like coming forward.
No, I really hope
Ripley there, and then she has two gorillas behind her.
I don't want to see Sigourney Weaver in this movie.
I hope I'm not disappointed. There you go.
Trailer reaction / analysis.
Analysis rant. There you go, huh? Boom. So, we'll be doing a little bit more of these,
I think. I liked this trailer more than the Blade Runner 2049 trailer.
Well, there was a lot less to show in the Blade Runner.
True, but
it's farther out. This is in, what, May release, I believe?
Well, it's only a few months difference between the two films.
Well,
Blade Runner's probably pretty much shot.
I think they're probably
just working on effects and things.
I think they put the Blade Runner trailer out because they knew the full-fledged trailer of this was coming out. Let's get Ridley Scott. They all work off to balance. So this is the mainstay.
But I also know a little bit of what that film, Blade Runner, we all know a little bit of what it's going to be about. And, you know, we know a little bit of what this is going to be about. And
yeah.
I think I'm just a little bit more excited about the ideas that Alien Covenant presents than what Blade Runner 2049
Well,
presents.
If they had a
better... Even though Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies.
Right. Well, and I think if they had a better trailer with more in it,
possibly.
With some, you know, Easter eggs
just the ideas.
And stuff like that, I think you would have been going, well. But I totally agree with you that this has way more going on.
The fact
that, to get you enticed and excited about.
I don't feel that Blade Runner begged for a sequel. At least when you watch the final cut,
I think you can make up
your mind about it one way or the other.
Right.
Whereas in the first Alien,
mm-hmm.
you saw that engineer in that ship, and it left so many questions. Where did it come from? What was that elephant-looking kind of creature in that ship that looked like his chest had been burst open?
Yeah.
And they didn't deal with it in Aliens. Aliens just took it to a whole other level. And then you had the other two movies, which really didn't answer any of those questions from before.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, the man who created that mystery is coming back to it.
Yep.
Started it with Prometheus, and now he's coming to it again with Alien Covenant to, you know, maybe give us some of those answers. So, difference in that I feel, just straight off from the very first Alien film,
mm-hmm.
that kind of asked for a sequel if you wanted to know those answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell us who those are and, you know...
Totally agree.
So that's what I think. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit more jazzed about it. Because this one might answer some of those questions, whereas Blade Runner, I felt, didn't really, you know, there were ambiguities.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like it needed another chapter to be told. But if this is really the greatest script in the world that Harrison Ford's ever read, then let me be the judge of that.
Exactly. And that's what we shall do. So there you go. Movie we got is...
Our commentary will be Vampire Lovers.
Yeah, next week.
Hammer, next week after the new year.
But check out, we just did Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yep, that'll be up in...
A couple days after Christmas. But, yes. So there you go. And check out Grandpa Joe at the beginning of our Silent Night, Deadly Night commentary.
I'm going to have my Grandpa Joe tell a little story at the beginning there. He's got a lot of them.
Yeah, he's been calling up Ted, and I'm like, you know, this guy's so over the top. Why don't you get
him on? He's done it all.
Why don't you get him on? And we'll start the show off with a little bit of ranting from him, and it's hilarious. This guy's a crackpot. So there you go.
All right.
Until next time, everybody.
Love you, Carrie.
Late, late. Horse show.